104.3 The Breeze with Simone, here with Dr. Michelle Kambolis, who is a mind-body health specialist, registered therapist, meditation teacher, and an acclaimed author, with a new book called When Women Rise, Everyday Practices to Strengthen Your Mind, Body, and Soul. Michelle, tell me a little bit about, with the upcoming holiday season approaching, what are some ways to navigate, manage, and reduce holiday stress?
That is such a great question, and I think that handling the typical holiday stressors preemptively is key to navigating the holidays smoothly. So when we're thinking about the holidays ahead of time and planning around those typical stressors that we know we're likely to face, then we can prepare and help ensure that things go well. And so often the holidays become an amplified version of what we're struggling with already, which is a lot of focus on doing and striving and comparing. And so the holidays can be a great opportunity to just pull back and look at some of the ways that we can, shift our mindset so that we're experiencing the holidays in a way that isn't, just another stressful experience.
And that's how it should be. It should be a time to kind of enjoy the season. And if you're taking on too much, maybe it's a time to scale back. What are some ways that you would encourage someone to reduce the stress and anxiety in their body going into the season?
Well, you mentioned something really important, which is pulling back. And so it's good to understand what you need for self-care and to schedule that in. The holidays tends to be quite busy, so have a look at your schedule and find some of those openings so that you can fit in some exercise and can, practice those approaches that are going to calm your mind-body system. And the holidays tends to be a time where we really overdo it in terms of our schedule, and so be mindful of your sleep, be mindful of your eating, and be mindful of moving your body. And so we want to just make sure that as we're moving through the holidays, we're still integrating those key practices that help to mitigate the impact of stress.
And in terms of just taking that time for yourself, can you share a few methods when it comes to meditation or mantras you can kind of say to yourself to calm yourself down?
Well, meditation is a gateway to our well-being, and it only takes a few moments to calm the heart rate and calm your nervous system. And so with meditation, it just takes a moment of pause and focusing on your breath. So if you were to just take a moment and notice the quality of your breathing, is it shallow? Is it deep? And as you notice without judgment. And as you focus on the breath, you'll notice that the mind will wander and take you off into all kinds of directions of worrying and planning and so forth. And as you notice those thoughts, you can just label them as thinking and then return to the breath. And this method is incredibly effective in calming the body and de-stressing.
I like that. And I think one good thing about going through this pandemic is also realizing you don't have to do it all when it comes to the season. You can kind of pick your favorite people to spend that time with, make it easy on yourself. Now, with your new book, When Women Rise, it's like a therapist in your pocket. That's how it's described. So can you tell me a little bit more about the book?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So When Women Rise has all kinds of practices that are scientifically founded and by design amplify your well-being, mind, body, and soul. And so there are QR codes, 25 of them, that take you directly to meditations and mantra work and breath work and then other mind-body health practices that I've been using in clinical practice for over 25 years. So I wanted to make sure that these practices for well-being were available to people because of the fact that we are incredibly busy and it's hard to fit in these times to calm ourselves, to get to know ourselves well, and to live our best life.
I love that it's so easy. QR codes are everything right now, so to have that access is wonderful. Thank you so much, Michelle. It was lovely chatting with you today.
My deepest pleasure, and happy holidays.
Yes, thank you. And for more information, you can go to michellekembolis.com or whenwomenrise.ca for more info on the book.